a leader worthy of being followed, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Philippians 2, 5, 8. Philippians is one of Paul's letters in the New Testament. He wrote this letter from jail to encourage the church to live out the gospel. At the beginning of the letter, Paul expressed his appreciation, 1, 3, and prayers, 1, 4, for this church because of their partnership in the gospel, 1, 5. To make his joy complete, 2, 2, he encouraged them to have the same mind as Jesus Christ, 2, 5. What does it mean to have the same mind as Christ? Paul answers this question in Philippians 2, 5, 11 by revealing one of the most beautiful texts ever written, a song, a poem, a profound truth that applies today. Through it, we can discover what Christ-centered leadership means. This passage of Scripture also reveals the distance between many leadership concepts today and the leadership of the most influential leader ever, Jesus Christ. The first and most important Christ-centered leadership lesson is to focus on the mission. Jesus Christ's mission was the glory of God the Father, 2:11. And because of this, it is a mission we can follow with confidence. In the second lesson, a Christ-centered leader should be a servant, 2:7. And the third lesson asks that a Christ-centered leader embody humility, 2:6. Paul uses this poem to teach the people of Philippi to look at Jesus as the model for unity, 2:5. Leadership is all about relationships, making this precious lesson applicable to every leader. To be a Christ-centered leader, you must have enough humility to serve others while keeping your eyes on the mission. It's not about position and your desires. Unfortunately, many leaders today let their desires get in the way, and organizations are losing their mission because of it. What would happen if leaders took on the mindset of Jesus Christ instead? The impact would be profound. Are you willing to have the same mindset as the greatest leader ever?